Baton Rouge Judge William Jordan sides with 44 athletes, including LSU commits Daquan Wright and Xavion Harris, in granting a fifth season of eligibility. Now, even though LSU was not a defendant, one attorney for the plaintiff said he would ask the court to hold LSU in contempt if it does not add them to the roster. Another attorney for the plaintiffs, Tony Clayton, says he requested LSU to be enjoined.
I asked that they be brought on so the SEC will not force them to act in concert with the way Mr. Sankey has just totally disrespected the courts of the state of Louisiana.
Now, during testimony yesterday, the SEC filed a federal lawsuit against LSU, Coach Lane Kiffin, and others, alleging that they waged a coordinated campaign to recruit former NFL players. Tiger Rag editor Glenn Gilbo says SEC presidents have even considered suspending or expelling LSU from the conference.
That would be really stupid, and I think that's a threat. But considering that they just sued LSU, I guess they would be reckless enough to do that as well.
The Pelican Institute for Public Policy says there are some strong indicators that show Louisiana's economy is heading in the right direction. Among other things, the report finds personal income has increased 6% during the first quarter compared to 3% nationally. Chief Executive Officer Daniel Erspommer says excellent changes in state policy is boosting Louisiana's economy.
Fixing the tax code, streamlining regulation, and aggressive work by the governor, the Economic Development Department, and others to market this state.
For the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andrew Greenstein on TIX FM.